003, Simon Sadik. Simon Sadik, Sifhei. Well, he spelled the Mokum Poritz Kmoy Besode. An open place. Not Ma'akya B'dievet, but L'chatchila, you're not supposed to daven. You know, sometimes you stand out in an open place. Not. The truth is, even the Coastal Plaza is an open space. But, okay, you know, you're standing in a big open space. It's not a mokum. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't. It's not conducive to the to libo nishbar v'kirbo. You have exceptions. Some people relate to it differently. This is the klal that the Gemara says. You could say by the Kaisel, you know, if you feel you're at the Kaisel Maravi and you feel you're in the Mokum HaMikdash, so, you know, you don't have the problem. So, okay, if that's the case. But this is a general rule.
So it's better to go inside then?
I don't know. Someone might say a svara that by the Kaisel you don't have the problem. It'll be libo nishbar bekirbo, even though you're outside.
It's not the sada by the Kaisel. The Mishnah says even if there's walls around, it's not the
sada. Outside.
In the chamakim v'tevu kafu zeh. You have walls on all sides of you.
You have to feel like you're within the walls. The whole world has walls around it. You have to be margish that you're in a mokum. For that, you have to be margish you're in a mokum mukuf mechitzos. You have to feel like you are. If you are in a chanami, okay. Okay. Anyway, lo yisbal b'mokum poros k'moy b'soda. Neishek yishehu b'mokum tznius chala olav emus hamelech v'libo nishbar. That's Bederech Klal. It's talking what would be the normal reaction. Sometimes you find yourself like you're on a trip, right? You're on a trip, you're on a hike, or you ran out of gears, and you have to daven on like on by the highway. So you try to find a tree to stand next to, to go walk on Tzanua. Well, the Gemara is the chutz of whom he shall over al zeh. Because it's considered chutzpah, meaning it means if you're not libo nishbar. Because of the prima gladim dalkanim nizdama loy bayish ein lo chalonos ubika toviosa lisbal bayish ein bo chalonos. Okay, b'mokum poros b'nei lechatirut of the toitzis b'muoyim edu tzaraderech b'mokum shein b'shori shefzaku every drachum shori. According to one teretz of toitzis and brachas, the whole problem is not the way he just quoted. It's not the way the Mechaber says. The whole problem, Taisa says, a kasha from Yitzchok, Lusuach Basada. There's a few kashas where you see people daven Basada. So one of the terutim of Taisa is that the problem of the Mokum Porutz is Yafsiku Oivri Drachim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down. According to one terutim of Taisa, if that's not applicable, so there's no problem. Achba Beis Yosef, Memoyim B'divrayim, because in the Gemara it's very much mashma that that's not the issue. They shouldn't be contradicted by the Gemara, or at least it shouldn't be such a steerer to the Gemara. But the bottom line is Shebazoyer Mashma Sheshus Paul Dafka Babayas. That's already beyond the Shulchan Aruch. That's already saying Dafka Babayas. Okay. Then you have over drachim. If you have no weight, it means if you have no weight, so you're traveling. That's the famous Gemara where the guy went into the churval hispalel. So they said oyel lechol hispalel b'derech. So that's where this comes from. But over drachim lechuli alma mutarim hispalel b'sade because they have no weight, so that's what it means. Mekom kam sheisham ilanos. If there are trees there, tov yosu shiamut shom b'neiam v'yuspalel. And main kosher olav v'chur darko. If it won't take up too much time, he should go to where there's trees and stand by a tree. The mokum tanua hu ktsas al yaday zeh. Kshehu bebeso ein lismo chal zeh. means to daven outside, I guess, by trees. You know, sometimes people get inspired. This is Shmona Esrei. Certainly when the Mekubalim daven l'chadoidi, they went out to the field. And they welcomed the Shabbos Queen in the field. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you get inspired. Ask a Shaila if you want to l'chadchila daven outside because it's inspiring. Yes, Kashayla. Kamoy Basade, Vamakam Shamuk of Machita Safadi Chain and Mukura Shapur Domin. Okay. Sifov, Veloy Bukhurba. Nechashad, the famous Gemara and Brachas. Nechashad, this is still Dav Gimel, when people are still learning it. They're still hanging in there. Nechashad, Umeneam Apolos, Umeneam Azikin. So the Gemara works out, right, each one. Chashad is a Zaina, Apolos is danger, Mazikin is Mazikin. They get people. Buchach be Gemara, the Mutal is Paul Bederach mi Bukhurba. But even if only one of the three reasons are applicable, yeah, Bederech is worse. Bederech is better, sorry. The Mumisyore Shiatsikuhu over Drochim. He's followed Felix Tzara, which is what Eliyahu HaNavi told him. Ayelachol is followed Felix Tzara. So Churba is on a lower level of acceptability. But only because it has one of the three reasons. You could have it. It's not so hard in Eretz Yisrael. You go into like an old shul. You know, you go touring. Maybe you're in a place that's really a churva, or they're building mokum bnia. You want to daven there? You have to have mincha.
Because it's
ra'u'ah,
though, it's not a solidified...
Yeah, that's what he says. If it's bria, you don't have the problem of mapolas.
So these old shuls, I mean, people have been davening there for years.
I can tell you some old shuls whose ceilings collapsed. Ba'avuka kishnayim, there's like two people. Yerech kishloisha, there's l'gavi the mazikin. Ba'avuka kishnayim, shnayim mutalikonis ba'a. So if you meet all the objections, if it's Bria v'chazoka and it's the Soda that takes care of the Zoyna issue, and it's Shnayim, so you can talk and daven in a Churban. It's not, we go very much with the reasons that the Gemara gives. Okay. What?
You can daven at Masada.
I don't know.
Where are you talking?
Where? Is it a churba? A churba means a building that's...
Masada.
Zion, v'lo achore beis haknesses. This is a lot of shittas rishon and what this means. So, I hope we'll see here what's explained. That's the statement based on the Sugyas HaGemara. Now the Mechaber is going to explain, because there's many Rishonim there that explain the Gemara in different ways. So the Mechaber says as follows. V'achori beis haknesses, what's the definition of v'achori beis haknesses? V'atzad shepesach pasuach bo, it is a dua. V'uhepech hatzad shepona melev hakol k'shem ispalalim. So that would be over there. That would be Achori Beis HaKnesses. Because it's in the back of the shul. And the door is there. and it's opposite. Everybody's facing that way. That's there. That's one shot. The Asian. So there would be that you can't stand either in the back or outside the shul with your back facing your Kodesh, facing away from everyone. That would be not to be Nuspal Bachor Basic Nesses, and you're not being Master Ponable Basic Nesses. The Yesh Meforshim. What?
Kiddush Levana Din Tefillah.
This is when the Tzibur's dominating. Oh, when the Tzibur's dominating, so you're. If everybody's outside, so. V'yesh meforshim behepech, that it's on that side, but everybody's facing, and you're on the other side of the wall, and your back is to the Aron Kodesh on that side. V'roi lachish l'divrei shneihem. V'gam kishem ispalel b'short stodim chutz l'beis ha'knesses. You should always be machmer if you're davening outside. You shouldn't be facing away from the tzibur. That demonstrably looks like you're davening kvayochol to a different rishos. If you're facing, even at the expense of facing Yerushalayim, presumably the tzibur is facing Yerushalayim.
I know, but if you were standing on that side, facing away.
According to the shita, you could not. This overrides that. The Cholzek Shaniker Shemachzer Achor LeBeis HaKnesses Avolumim Bispal LeBayis HaSamach LeBeis HaKnesses. If you're in a different room, a different place, part of Kneged Eretz Yisrael Karoy, and there you're facing the right way, the Achor LeBeis HaBeiso to Kosel Beis HaKnesses Mutter Sheino Niker Shemachzer Ponim LeBeis HaKnesses, because you're in a different Rishus. So that's no problem. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Achorei Beis HaKnesses. Pachulis Yad Elios from Zayin Kosad. The Nira Li, Mashiomer Gami, and Mispal of Achorei Beis HaKnesses. Lo Shayach El Adapu, Kshasibim Mispal of Tzil Shmona Esrei. Ugam Ke Mispal of Shmona Esrei. Ayin Shah, with the Seth of my Memorial, Chai Chayla Kolov, that it would apply to any part of the Tfilah. Not just Shmona Esrei. This is an Indian of like being mishtatif with the tzibur, showing you part of the tzibur. It looks like you're not even dafka going away from the tzibur.
And the laning, and people bend over the barfold. People in front of the bima, behind the bima.
The stoma, that's not such a hakpadim. Stoma. Hakol. Kloima. The mayrim is power boys in such a pesach basurkshav, where the door is. Taino beside Myra, presumably the people face Mizrach. The door to Beit HaKnesses is Bemarov. Lefiko chemach v'ponav klabi Beit HaKnesses. Nimtza shemispalala also tzatcha tzibu mispalalin. If you face the shul, so you're facing the way everyone's facing. Al kem lo nikra rosha. Aval lemach v'ponav mi Beit HaKnesses away from the shul. Nimtza mispalal hepech me'at tzibur. Shem mispalalim lemizrach. Hey, Bahula Marov, Falkin Nikra Rosha, Shinirik Ishte Rishu Yitzchas Shalom. Will be Perish there, Im Omin Achori Beis HaKnesses on that side, the Tzad Mizrach. Vahifek mi Beis HaKnesses, and Mispalal the Tzad Mizrach. Moshe Ad Tzibur Mispalalim. According to this chart, if you face the way everybody's facing in Mizrach of the Beis HaKnesses, come get into Nikra Rosha. You have to be facing away from the way everyone's facing. But the Yesh Mefarish and Behepach, who does re, who will betoys the Shav, the Mefarish Achori Beis HaKnesses, Hainu Achori Kosol Mizrachi, Shein Sham Psochim, Shomer Achori also Kosol, Vachor of Klapi Akosel, even though Shepon of Klapi Ruch Mizrach, Venimsa Mizbal Ruch, Kos even Mizbalin, Aviluach in Nikur Rosha, Ki Hu Mechlau also Mshenemer Alei, and Achorei Melechal Hashem, because he's not in Shul here, that seems to be the point. And it's a chareim of Eichel Hashem. Avol emahadur apol abe kenishto. Avol vishenimtzu shumus baal klapi ruach marav. the chalakol connected to Ruch Bizuch, if he's in front of the shul here, imagine, right, someone there facing this way. Less lumba. Given shakalakol, misbalim, klapi kosol, misrachi, shishoma hecho, who put of gamkin, klapi also a kosol, ain lochush. Shneyem. Shalo yisbalil ala b'marov, the yachzupon of the Beis HaKnesses. We have to say mutal chuli almon. We come from the show yelam idoychak. If he's not in the shul, he means. Or lavochim is mutal Beis HaKnesses, or she calls of a siftes. What about if you're b'mizrach? I mean, according to the first shot, even if you're b'mizrach and you're facing the way that's correct, according to the second shita, so that's that's also a problem. The main thing is you're facing the opposite way from the tzibur. So if you're in the position that the second shita holds is the correct one, so according to the first shita, it's incorrect. Because you're facing the opposite direction. Everybody's facing this way, you're facing that way. So that's not called according to the first sheet. And according to the second sheet, the Akpoda is Achareyam Aleichal Hashem.
Unless you're on Paravite.
So, what?
Unless you're on Paravite.
Yeah, but. I was never there.
Would it make sense to.
That's why they don't let you daven there. What about the rabbi? The rabbi's in the shul, so it's not such a hakpada. But really, when they want, you know, the rabbi's facing in a different direction than everyone else.
It's not like it.
Yeah, I said it. It's in the shul, it's not a problem, but. B'short Stodim, no matter where you are, B'tzofen or B'dorom, U'mayim B'shiev Shalom Apoch B'fon of L'Mizruch, and Sheish Tzoyel B'fon of Chumlo Yeinu. Al-Apochi Odot Tveshah B'fon of L'Mizruch. If you're not violating Achori Beis HaKnesses, and you're just outside the Shul and Odot Stodim, so certainly you should be facing Mizruch, but if you can't do that, then you should face towards the Shul, towards the way everyone's facing. Right. The Beis HaKnesses, if you're in a room, if you're in a different house, you're in a different room, that's okay. Vuadin ba'azoros. Oh, very important. Abnuyas b'chaisel mizrochi. If you're in the balcony, shari b'spalul sham. T'chederhu. They nire kachor of a Beis HaKnesses. Because that could happen. If you're not careful, certainly if not Shmona Esrei, it could happen. Because of Ashir Knesset Agdoilus, Shirok Hilus Rabbos, Shezrael Seyam, the Tzad Mizrach, who the Spalalim, Ufneim Klapi Mizrach, Vachareim Klapi Koysel Mizrachi, Shirabes HaKnesses, and that's Achareim Aleichel Hashem, a violation of the second Shita. But it doesn't matter, as we said, it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. Mikomakom Yosu told Be'e Shabonim or Azoros, Lansosu B'Tzarachar, that that shouldn't happen, no B'Tzad Mizrach, Yech Mefakt, Kibbeze, Ein Belio Rabbos. So it's ideal not to have to come on to that slur. Okay, we'll stop here. What?
Safe Torah is that. Hachnos is safe Torah.